Who did what and who said what?
Oh my God.
Really?
Seriously?
Really?
Can't be true.
A little bit of this and that.
What are you saying?
Just talking. Brought to you by In.com.
And that's a six. God, those words sound like a voice from the heavens when it's your favorite team at the crease. This is Just Talking, brought to you by In.com, and my name is Kritika. If you're Indian, you most definitely have a favorite team. Even if your city doesn't have its own franchise. Cricket's weird like that in India. We all fight when it comes to statehood and language and caste and everything. But when it's cricket, everything is forgiven. A man from Jharkhand is Tamil Nadu's Namma Thala Dhoni. A guy from Delhi is Bangalore's Namma Virat Kohli. And whether you're a legit cricket fan or not, the excitement of the IPL does get to you. Even politicians have been taking a break from all that campaigning and going to watch cricket matches. So this season, let's take a look at some movies that talk about cricket and all it's done for us, because we love cricket, we love movies, and we love nothing better than when the both of them come together. Talk about cricket movies, and Lagaan has to be number one on the list. Directed by Ashutosh Govarikar, it stars Aamir Khan and a bunch of other talented actors, and the music is by the legend A.R. Rahman. Lagaan worked because it combined the biggest religion in the country, cricket, with patriotism and the freedom struggle. Something we're all really passionate about. It brought in a lot of other issues along with the cricket match, the subject of tax, of being oppressed, the matter of caste discrimination, and how the people in a really small Indian village overcome all of it together. The cricket match at the end of the movie seems really long, but then again, that's the event that this whole movie is leading up to, so we can make excuses. Also, this movie was super relevant recently because of the match between Rajasthan and Punjab. Ravichandran Ashwin was involved in a man-carding incident, and all of a sudden, instead of previous cricket matches, a lot of people were talking about how this also happened in the movie Lagaan. Typical Indians. Anything exciting happens, we'll always find a movie to relate it to. This movie also got nominated to the Academy Awards, so that's all the more reason for all of us Indians to gush over it and rewatch it this cricket season. Iqbal. Now, this is a very sweet story about a boy who loves cricket. And this is not just any ordinary boy, because if you look at any Indian city, town or village, there are thousands of boys who dream of wearing the blue jersey and playing for India. This movie is the story of a boy from a small town who's also deaf and mute, and about his dreams of following his cricketing passion. But obviously, his dad, who's a small-time farmer, thinks these are just dreams and he has no ways of financing them. Iqbal overcomes all these obstacles, his physical ones, the objections that his father has, fighting nepotism and favoritism, and makes sure his dreams don't just remain that. Everyone called it the best cricketing movie from India after Lagaan. But in my opinion, this movie was way better in some ways. It didn't have a massive budget like Lagaan did. It didn't star one of the big Khans. And Lagaan had a bunch of great actors as a part of the supporting cast. But here in Iqbal, the boys' team is a herd of buffaloes that have names of Indian cricket players. In spite of all this, Nagesh Kukunoor's movie has so much heart, and it's so innocent in its ways of telling you to chase after your dreams. If there's a cricket movie you can watch multiple times and not get bored, Iqbal is the one. The whole country is obsessed with cricket. So Bollywood can't have a monopoly in cricket movies, can it? Kana is a Tamil movie that came out last year. And although Dil Bole Hadippa with Rani Mukherjee revolved around a girl and her dreams of playing cricket, Kana is all that minus the drama of dressing up like the opposite gender. Rani Mukherjee's character had to dress up like a boy because they wouldn't let girls play on the team, and the entire story revolved around not letting her identity be discovered and all that. But Kana is very simply the story of a girl who wants to play cricket for the country. It stars Aishwarya Rajesh in the leading role, and Satyaraj plays her father. Now, the story is about a girl who watches the 2007 Cricket World Cup with her dad. God, don't all of us remember that? And we all look up to our dads, and they always try and be all strong and macho for us. But when this girl sees her dad break down in disappointment over India's performance, she makes it her mission to win a Cricket World Cup for India. Okay, now this movie is also quite dramatic, but what's a movie without drama? Also, what's great about this movie is that the director, Arun Raja Kamraj, who's also multi-talented as a singer, lyricist, writer and director, also actually really played cricket when he was younger. So he must have really known what he was writing and directing when he made Kana. You'll love it. Try and catch it sometime. Jannat stars Imran Hashmi and Sonal Chauhan as the protagonists in a love story, and it takes place between cricketing and betting. I'm sure expectations and excitement is generally going to be high, because now there's the IPL, then we have the World Cup to look forward to. But a I'm not sure how many of us let that excitement translate to betting on our favorite teams. But when you watch this movie, it seems like the only thing cricket lovers want to do is bet. So there's a love story. There's the story of a man trying to get rich and fulfill all his dreams, trying to fix his relationship with his father. There's a don. Then there's a cop. God, this movie has more plots than a whole season of IPL. But it did great at the box office. And although it sort of ended with a message that was against this whole habit, I have a feeling a lot of innocent young people first thought of betting after watching this movie. Is anybody else like me? When someone says the words kai poche, does Rishton Ka Manja start playing in your head? It's a beautiful song that Amit Trivedi made for this movie about young cricket lovers in India. This movie is as desi as it gets. Of course, everyone in the country loves cricket, but these three friends from Ahmedabad decide to run a sports shop and a sports academy. Because come on, man, people from the rest of India can dream of playing cricket and making it to the national team. But if you're Gujarati, business is bae. This movie stars Amit Saad, Sushant Singh Rajput and the amazing Rajkumar Rao. What a solid cast, huh? Then there's the music by Amit Trivedi and a great supporting cast also. And along with cricket, it also addresses communal issues because it's set during the time the Godhra riots happened. And in the middle of all this, there's a cricketer they find and mentor. Gosh, yeah, I don't know how they make a whole movie and piece it together when there's so much happening. But this one actually did very well. Plus, it was already a book by Chetan Bhagat, so they had a great reference to go on with. They could avoid all the mistakes he made. What's better than a movie about cricket? I'll tell you, a movie about cricket and kids. Chain Kuli Ki Main Kuli came out more than a decade ago, and it's the story of this young kid in an orphanage who loves cricket and wants to play, and he does this with the help of a magical bat that he happens to find. But cricket, kids and a magic bat wasn't enough. They also added in a match between India and Pakistan towards the end. Although this much was happening, the movie didn't do all that well at the box office. One of the reasons was that kids had gone back to school by the time the movie released. That's what they said, but I think maybe it was just cricket overdose, you know. We had a World Cup in 2007, we didn't win that World Cup, and then the movie came out. Who would have been in the mood for a movie about cricket? Now, another Tamil film that took Chennai's love for cricket and put it on the screen, it's called Chennai 600028, or just Chennai 28. It was actually supposed to be called Enga Area Ulla Varada, which translates to Don't Come Into My Area. I mean, there have been so many movies about gang wars like Josh and all, but this movie features two gangs who can't stand each other because they fight over cricket. So much better than all the fighting that's been happening of late, but no, it doesn't stop there. This movie also combines cricket with friendship and love and families and so many other things. What's really cool though is that this isn't the story of boys who want to play cricket for the country. Nothing wrong with that, it's great to be ambitious. But this movie talks about what really happens all over the country. Whether it's for a team or not, all of us have played cricket at some or the other point in our lives, and it's mostly been on the streets. So obviously it struck a chord with everybody who saw it. And it was also a huge surprise, huh? It was made, it was released, there wasn't too much hype about it, but suddenly everyone wanted to watch it, and it ran in theaters for a whole year. There's no other place it'll happen except in India. 1983 is a full-on family drama. It stars Niven Pauly. You'll remember him mostly because of the innocent, naive Kuttan that he played in Bangalore Days, but he's pretty awesome in this one too. He plays the role of a boy who loves cricket so much, everything else takes a backseat, but he doesn't make it big and then he tries to live vicariously through his son. So this is a whole family who's cricket crazy and they all bond over India's win in 1983, but it's also about how circumstances draw them apart and back together, all the while revolving around cricket. And the best parts in this movie are the scenes where they show people playing cricket on the street. We've all done that, used makeshift wickets and used any ball that was available to us. This movie was a hit because it told us the story of cricket on the streets like it really is. You know how much of a craze there is for biopics right now? It started with historical figures, then politicians, then actors and sportspersons. We really needed some of these, like Bhag Milkha Bhag and Mary Kom. But the industry doesn't seem to know when to stop with these biopics. And because we worship our cricketers way more than anybody else, there's already been a movie about MS Dhoni. There's been a documentary slash movie about Sachin Tendulkar. Both of these movies didn't really tell us too much that we didn't know already. Then there was one about Azruddin where Imran Hashmi played the lead. And there's gonna be one now about Kapil Dev where Ranveer Singh is gonna be playing him. Okay, I know these cricketers have worked really hard and deserve biopics to be made in their honor. But sometimes they give us too much drama behind the cricket. But we'll see how the one with Kapil Dev turns out because he's an incredible man. And Ranveer Singh is on a great streak. We'll see how the combination works out. We are so obsessed with cricket. Anything we say about this obsession will be an understatement. The IPL will barely be over before we can start to get excited about the World Cup. We're Indians, man. Is that anything like too much cricket? Nah, not here. This is Just Talking, brought to you by In.com, and my name is Kritika.
Just Talking, brought to you by In.com.